This is The Daily Creative. August 3rd, slow, steady, deliberate. Slow and steady does not win the race. Slow, steady, and deliberate wins the race. Todd Henry, that's me. Steady, measured progress with occasional sprints is the key to success. How many times have you heard the phrase slow and steady wins the race trumpeted as a recipe for success? As you probably know, it comes from the fable about a race between a tortoise and a hare. The race is an obvious mismatch as anyone can see. Because of his blazing speed, the hare makes occasional pit stops along the course, believing he can always make up his lost time in the race and still win. The tortoise, on the other hand, believes that persistence is his most valuable tool, and he keeps up a steady pace throughout. The hubris of the hare is the downfall, and the tortoise eventually crosses the finish line victorious because of the consistency of his effort. The problem? While in essence it's a solid principle, the way it's applied is often more harmful than helpful. Slow and steady definitely do not win the race alone. Slow, steady, and deliberate wins the race when punctuated by occasional sprints. It's not enough to make daily measured progress on your work if it's not deliberate progress. If you're not moving in a meaningful direction, then failure is a likely outcome. And while most professionals know this, it's often not how we approach our work. Instead of defining our work effectively, we are instead being carried along by the flow of our work from day to day. Instead of determining the problems we're trying to solve, we tackle big conceptual challenges and thus set ourselves up for failure from the start. Define what meaningful progress means today. Don't be lulled into the idea that being busy and making progress is necessarily going to net you a win. You have to be intentional and deliberate about your activity, and you have to be willing to sprint when the occasion calls for it. Slow, steady, and deliberate wins the race. Here's today's question. Are you frantically approaching your work, filling days with busy work? How can you be more deliberate in your approach?